This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is talking about the fast-spreading Delta variant of the coronavirus. It represents more than 20% of infections now in the U.S. That's double what it was when the CDC last reported on it. Dr. Fauci spoke with Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show this morning.
Given the doubling time of approximately 2 weeks, right now it's at 20%, Savannah, of our isolates. So you would expect just the doubling time, you know, in several weeks to a month or so, it's going to be quite dominant.
But he says the vaccines work against it. The push is on now to get more Americans vaccinated. The White House says there are things President Biden can do to reduce the rising tide of violent crime in this country. Here's our Julie Walker.
President Biden is announcing new efforts today to stem a rising national tide of violent crime as administration officials brace for what has already started as a turbulent summer of gun violence. Biden will announce a zero-tolerance policy that gives no leeway to gun dealers who fail to comply with federal law, their license revoked on the first offense. He'll also discuss money from the COVID relief package available to fund police. Administration officials say he hopes cities choose to use some of the money for alternatives to policing as well, and to invest in community policing models.
Warren Buffett is resigning as a trustee from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Warren Buffett is not explaining why he's stepping down from the Gates Foundation. Board members began an investigation last year into Gates' prior romantic relationship with a female Microsoft employee that was deemed inappropriate. The bodies of two young girls were found hours apart in a South Florida canal. Investigators are treating the case as a homicide. A woman said she was sitting near the canal yesterday and saw a body in the water. She said she'd never seen anything like that. This is AP News. Some used cars now cost more than their original sticker price. That got the attention of our Shelley Adler.
Talk about sticker shock. A new 2019 Toyota Tacoma SR double cab pickup was just under $29,000. Now dealers are paying $1,000 more to buy the same pickup, even though it's used. And the sales price for customers is $33,000. The reason for the inflated price? The pandemic and a global shortage of computer chips. In the past year, used vehicle prices on average have climbed 30%. That's according to Black Book, which tracks car and truck data. I'm Shelley Adler.
The good news? Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he thinks these price increases we're seeing will likely be temporary. In addition to used cars, airplane tickets are up and the price of hotel rooms is too. Chair Powell testified before Congress yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.